So as we begin to assert our, our rightful presence, I'm not receiving the words, I'm just receiving the impulses. So just imagine that there is primary source energy that you are in the process of awakening to, that you are the creator energy that coexists in each moment with your reality. You would not exist if it wasn't sponsoring you, is dictating your every return. So what is being offered in this transmission is an awakening of your very essence. So these energies, these offerings, these entitlements are really going to promote you, are going to pulsate, or are going to command really your attention into your truest essence, your truest tomorrow. So what this means is when you're going on and on and on with a puzzle, like, what do? I can't seem to get above it. And I literally have like this cartoon mouse sort of like bouncing, you know, like a trampoline kind of thing, trying to get that elevated presence. And so these energies are bringing up us up into higher advantage. So in other words, come here, buddy. In other words, while we're trying to see amidst, so from the egoic sense, we just can't see the forest from the trees. These energies from the Elohim and Divine Council of Light see us our new tomorrow. In other words, they advance us into our ready stance, into our ready concern, into our already vibrational hosting. So the word already is very essential because it's already present. What we're learning to do is to report. What we're learning to do is to obligate ourselves to truth. So some of you may have seen my dog that came, sat on my lap. They're suddenly showing me underdog, if anyone remembers that. But I do in my brain, obviously. So this is the point. It's representing our truest claim, our truest nature. So as we will receive our entitlement, not our ego's entitlement, our truth, our true entitlement. And they're saying like the lion's roar. So this is the energy. Think of Leo, the lion. That, and so you want to think of like that solar plexus energy bringing forth our very ready tribute. So what we're doing, when I say tribute, it's like I suddenly move into reality. It's like that samadhi experience where our true essence, our true reality is coming to be in charge. Now, as this energy is absorbed fully, as we unite fully in our heaven's breath, so this is our spirit, so this is our chest center, and this is our spirit center, because remember that eternal flame in our higher heart is receiving our true treasuring. It's receiving our true nectar. And so what we do is we forecast shadows down. In other words, we're no longer obligated by that egoic trance, that by that false self, by that belief in suffering, the belief in separation. So as we will unite in our sacred heart, in other words, just like we're all coming to attendance in this group, we're really coming to attendance in our higher altar. So this is like the jewel and the lotus. This is our holy grail. This is our, now we're going back to the word entitlement. This is our very nature. So as we will claim our hosted value, in other words, these energies that are sourcing us, that are bringing forth our source of delight, in English, our true self, our true realized presence, where we no longer have to commit to fear, where we no longer have to commit to impoverished notions. That's what the world is committed to. What we're doing is we're broadcasting. When I said broadcasting, it's like all this energy afoot of broadcasting our heavenly value. So we want to remember that we're in charge of this. We're going cha-ching, cha-ching. So cha-ching is, you know, we think of golden coins. But it may be spiritual healing energy, healing the mind, healing the physicality. It's really all one and the same. So as we will receive to our heart's delight, not our egoic desires, our heart's delight, in other words, carrying that flame, carrying that torch of our true reality, we bring forth this completed destiny for all to see. Because again, we're waking ourselves up to be the broadcast of our true nature, of our united essence, of our one innocence, our one understanding. So we're releasing our impoverished notion. This is the belief in separation. This is the belief in division. And we're moving into unity where all is available for the eyes to see. Again, spiritual sight, spiritual visioning. So as we will receive our host value, this is, just imagine your oversoul, the umbrella of truth, your I am presence. So our host value is our innocence, our truth, where we're united with our sacred flame, where we're united with our sacred self. And allow truth to reason. In other words, permit yourself to receive your truest broadcast. Because as we unite with our sacred heart, as we awaken to our wisdom treasure, this is the vibration that brings forth our destiny, what we're here to explode, what we're here to express, what we're here to combine efforts with our heavenly value, to turn up the pulsation of the truth of all. So we're here as the torchbearers. We're here as the bridge makers. So it's for us to open up and bridge, to unite, to come into complete union, reunion with our truest claim. So as we receive these energies, allow them to touch you with mirth and laughter. What this is waking up our true sensory, our true entitlement, our divine birthright. Because remember, we're here to bring forth the new awareness. When they're saying new, it's really true awareness. So this is where, remember, we were like bouncing on the trampoline where we couldn't see that higher value. So now we're stepping up in good faith. So good faith is thy will, wherever my higher self deems is my next stopping place, is my next resting spot, is my next triumph. To not be led by the egoic charge, but be led by landslide. In other words, as far as the eyes can see, to do the impossible in the physicality. We don't need to keep, just keep going around. Well, let me just try to make $10,000 more a year. How about $100,000 more? How about $1,000,000? How about full, complete bill of health? How about healing all of those generational false injuries that you see all along your tree? So what we're doing is bringing forth complete status. It's not like the next seven generations will complete this journey. We're bringing forth the erected status. So you want to imagine the power, the surge, the invitation to unite with our Christed union. And again, this is just our true union, our true self. So we're no longer impoverished. We're no longer dictated by mass consciousness, by beliefs of the past. We don't understand how much of our personality is just a replication of past injustice. So we're dropping the personality self and coming into that individual understanding. In other words, God's handiwork. So our own essence. So again, God meaning our higher self, our truest self. What did his, we're here to provide, to show, to demonstrate, to resemble, because we're showing the rays of God. We're showing divinity. We're showing the divine presence in form. And when we say show, it's a vibrational show. So allow yourself to receive the golden support. So the golden support, again, is the golden flame in your higher heart. It can be a white lotus, the jewel in the lotus, but you're receiving your true coloring. Your true coloring is who you are outside of time. It's who visits periodically. Are you ready for me? Would you like my secrets? Would you like my advanced treasuring? So what we're doing now in a unified agreement is saying yes. Yes, we're ready for the new timeline. We're ready to sow the seeds of new transparency, where we're no longer abiding by false agreement, false treaty. So this is where the kingdom come. In other words, the new consciousness rules supreme. So each of us has a meeting. Each of us has a storehouse. Each of us has an invitation. It's like knock, knock, knock from our higher awareness. For us to choose our light, for us to choose our destiny, for us to choose our highest visioning. So allow these energies, allow source to merge with your very essence. You may see it as like a shower of light. You may feel tingling. You may feel an upgrade. You may have the awareness it's possible to change. You may feel nothing and just hope it's happening. Maybe your mind's very cluttered. Doesn't matter. It's we're all one. So we're choosing this together. There's really only one higher self, and we are it. We are it. As we align with our forever stance. So this is our eternal self, our eternal flame, that's coming into truest vision. In other words, we're awaking up to who we really are, what this incarnation has been about. What we're turning our attention to is we deem all things are possible. And when we say all things are possible, there's opportunities for each that we haven't even conceived of, because we each have limitations of what we believe we can do, or what, how far we can stretch, or what we deem is possible for ourselves based on past beliefs. So they're saying, as we crunch the numbers, in other words, we're stepping into new possibility. We're stepping into new alignment of truth. So as we will receive this offering, just, you may feel like you're in the middle of a lotus flower. You may feel you're just inside of a rainbow. You may just feel the light, but see the energies touching all of your very existence. So everything, every area of your life, physicality, relationships, health, friendships, financial interests, career opportunities, new career opportunities. Someone's like, I don't want my old career. So again, we're listening to the pulsation of life, true life, that's bringing forth impressionable endurance. That means if you can conceive it as you can receive it, you're seeing your future. And as you agree, you open up that vested treasure, you say yes. You don't have to understand how. It's the agreement. It's the allowance to allow your higher self to dictate your every motion, your every movement. So this is your physical motion. This is your mind's motion, allowing the new chambers of discovery to be revealed. So allow yourselves to receive this with full blessings. feel the support of the Elohim, the Council of Light. They're saying dictating our every move. It doesn't mean mind control. It means that there's like this energy enhancement that's supporting our growth. So it's a little bit like if you have this idea of how much you can stretch, and when you go there, there's this portal of light where it's just a wee bit easier to go a little bit further. That's what they mean by dictate our every move. They're sort of spotting us, if you can imagine that. So just think of a floodlight where you would go and arrive, and you're going to feel energy supporting your every move. In other words, wait a minute, I think I can go further today. It's a little bit like that. You'll feel it. You'll sense it. Explore possibilities beyond reason. Remember, the world, it's just a dream of consciousness. And as we awaken, we create anew. Let us receive. Let us receive. Let us receive. And allow yourselves to travel. You may be ready in a moment. You may be ready in 30 seconds. I personally feel all this tingling in my crown chakra. Let's take a moment to receive.